This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're still not, Greg is still missing in action. Greg, call us back. All right, just out of the news today is the Justice Department plans to end its use of private prisons after officials concluded the facilities are both less safe and less effective at providing correctional services than those run by the government. That doesn't happen all that often, does it? That the government does something better than private industry. This was just announced. That instructs officials to either decline or to renew the contracts when they expire or substantially reduce the contract scope, reducing and ultimately ending our use of privately operated prisons. It's been a hugely controversial thing. We actually did It's Broken, Let's Fix It interview probably about a year ago talking about a particular case where the judge had ties to economic ties to a private prison and ended up sending people there fairly routinely, especially in child custody cases. And he was actually impeached. He was actually removed and I think disbarred at some point. But it pointed the way to a rather scandalous situation where people had economic ties, which is the basis of most scandals, either sex or money, right? Greed or sex. The Justice Department went on to say they do not provide the same level of correctional services, do not save substantially on cost, so they're getting rid of them. There are 13 There are 13 privately run facilities in the Bureau of the Prison Systems. They won't be closed overnight. They won't terminate the existing comments, but review those that come up for renewal. And all of them come up in the next 5 years, which means that there's still going to be some privately run prisons for the next 5 years. The report was released last week, so they actually responded fairly quickly. The private facilities have a higher rate of assaults, both by inmates and other inmates and by inmates on staff. 8 times as many contraband cell phones confiscated. Wow. Extensive property damage, bodily injury, and the death of a correctional officer. They said there's much more mayhem, including a riot at the Adams County Correctional Center in Mississippi, in which 20 people were injured and a correctional officer killed. Involved 250 inmates who were upset about the low quality of food and medical care. So there you go. They said this has been talking for months about discontinuing their use. Mother Jones published a 35,000-word expose detailing reporters' undercover work as a private prison guard in Louisiana. There were deaths under questionable circumstances. I mean, it just gets worse and worse, doesn't it? Is it possible the director could face resistance from those companies that will be affected? In response to the Inspector General's report, the contractors running the prisons noted that their inmate populations consist largely of non-citizens, presenting them with challenges that government-run facilities don't have. Oh, dear. Comparing the Bureau of Prisons facilities to privately owned was comparing apples and oranges. The Bureau of Prisons was already taking steps to make order a reality. I mean, clearly, we need prison reform in this country. We have the highest number of citizens incarcerated of any country in the sort of, what do we call it, non-third world countries. And we're approaching having the highest prison population of any place. We have the highest percentage of non-whites. I mean, and we have the highest recidivism rate. I mean, our prison system is really a mess. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, there were 22,660 federal inmates. That's federal. That's not even talking about the states. Right, 22,000. There have been privately run institutions for about a decade just because the prison population was exploding, which is, instead of dealing with why it's exploding, they just built more prisons, and clearly prisons that don't work very well. There were about 30,000 inmates, so it's actually down from the peak, because they're trying to adjust sentencing guidelines, sometimes retroactively. Again, we did a story about that, of people who were, especially in California, whose sentences were being reduced retroactively for nonviolent crimes. And especially there are a number that are being examined now that medical marijuana is legal in 26 states. So that's being another issue that will reduce the prison population. But, I mean, all of this is kind of chipping away at an iceberg as opposed to actually looking at what's causing the problem and what the sentencing guidelines are and how prisons are run and what the purpose of prisons is. So I think it's probably a step forward, I would guess. Let's put it on Facebook of, what do you think about prison reform? Or how about we just put up, what's your suggestion for prison reform? How about if we did that?
Yeah, I could do that.
You think people will have ideas about it?
Yeah, I could do that.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I certainly have some of my own. As I said, when I first started in broadcasting, I did, on three separate occasions, 5 days in prison. I did two of them at maximum security, and one of them at a woman's prison. And it's really eye-opening and sort of depressing, because we spend a lot of time looking at arrests, at court cases when they have high profiles. And then it's like we forget, when those people are sentenced, we pay no attention to it anymore. And the recidivism rate in this country of people repeating, going back, is exceptionally high. So it seems true that what prisons do is teach people how to be better criminals, not
right.
How to do anything else.
There's a lack of, like, rehabilitation.
Or education,
right.
Or job training. And I thought we'd do as kind of an ironic thing, because we had it up here.
Right.
All right, and I'm gonna get comments about it, but... because I try and sort of weave different parts of the program together. So I'm trying to decide how wise this is, or maybe if I can shuck and jive for about another minute and a half, it won't be so obvious what my link was between these two. But so maybe I'll do that, as opposed to walking into a brick wall that I don't actually have to walk into. So the idea being that is... What's your idea about prison reform? And be as specific as you can. And as far as I'm concerned, you can look at anything. One of the things that I discovered quite unexpectedly is being really upset with the parole boards. But the parole boards have, and both sentencing and parole boards, and it turns out that the guidelines for both are very strict, that judges don't have as much leeway as you think they do in terms of sentencing. And parole boards are limited as well. So denying somebody, there has to be reasons to either grant somebody a parole or to deny it. Because I can remember just being incensed that either somebody was let out or somebody wasn't let out. Because the news stories don't really attempt to give you the background very much. They just have a point of view, and they show any of the data that supports that point of view, and they don't support any of the data. They don't tell you about anything that doesn't support their point of view. So as a result, you don't actually know what's happening. And this is because all of us are worried. I mean, how many political candidates have run on the law and order platform, right? I'm going to make the world safe, because making us frightened makes us stupid. And if we're stupid, then we're a little bit more amenable to somebody pushing us around and saying, well, I'm only doing this for your own good. I'm doing this for your own safety. I'm going to protect you. And the prison system is part of that, but it's a huge failure. In that it doesn't rehabilitate anybody, that most people are going to be out. I think the statistics are something like 80% of the population in prison will at some point be out. And I'm not talking about federal versus state, because I don't have the statistics to break that down. I could probably find them. But 80% of the population who are incarcerated at some point will be out. And what you want them to do is be productive citizens, that they've literally paid their debt to society. But they're quite often not trained. They don't have community support. They can't get jobs. And they've learned to be better criminals in prison. So it's a system that, especially in a democracy, really needs some healthy reform. And it seems like taking this away from people who are getting a lot of money and not doing any good is the first step. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, so here's, I can't believe I'm actually going to tell you that I was avoiding my politically incorrect kind of thing. We were talking about prisons and prison reform, and well, we weren't actually talking about prison reform. We're talking about the Department of Justice saying, okay, we're not going to do private prisons anymore because there are 13 of them, but they're a disaster. They cost a lot of money, and they're violent, and they're not very well run, and so we're going to stop doing that. We're going to run it ourselves. Yay. So that makes sense. All right, so we have on one of our Facebook questions, because there's a story about a New Jersey woman who wanted atheist. She put eight and then theist on her. She applied for the vanity plate, and they wouldn't give it to her. So she appealed the case and won, and so they're now releasing a whole bunch of other, like, secular and humanists that they decided were maybe not as offensive as denying them. So, Blake, if you had a vanity plate, what would you put on yours?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Probably something stupid, like drummer or something. I don't know. I never had a desire to have...
Would you like D-R-U-M-R?
Sure. I really haven't had a desire. I mean, I guess it would determine on the
car. Well, I mean, you don't actually have to do one. It's
no,
just, if
yeah.
If you thought about it, what would you do?
For me, I would probably do more of a playoff of a car. You know, like if a car reminds me of a particular thing in like a show, I'd probably make some sort of cheeky reference to that. You know, like if Enterprise or whatever, something more like that.
See, I would just put on my VW Porsche.
There you go.
See, what would I do? Well, I haven't owned a car in so long. I suppose I could put DJB, but that seems kind of, I don't know, self-serving. I might put Shrink.
Hey, there you go.
Just because, like you say, it's a bit cheeky. The problem is that I'm not sure I would really want people associating me with their car, because it creates its own set of problems, I'm afraid. But, I mean, just for fun, we're just talking about it, because I wouldn't do a vanity plate either. But it does make it easier to remember. In a day where we have, I mean, and everybody tells us you don't use the same password for everything. But how many passwords does that mean? You have one for your bank account, you have one for your email, you have one for your computer,
phone.
You have one for... some of your apps, for iTunes, and they keep telling you not to do the same password for everything. And like, I have like various sites, people send me screeners, and I have to remember what the password is for that. And it's not supposed to be the same as anything else. And so what do people do? They either forget them, at which point you're always reestablishing them, or they use the same one. Or they write them down. Although, my favorite statement about that is that half the world's password is password, and the other half are completely paranoid. So there you go. All right, so let's hear what people... All right, and for those of you who are paying attention, you're probably giggling and saying, oh, I know why she's doing vanity plates, because that's where they make... license plates in prison. Apparently, they don't necessarily do that anymore. And there are work-study programs where they're actually teaching people actually skills.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which it makes much more sense. Okay.
All right. Let's get started with Catherine. Catherine says, used to have one on a little sports car. Kids are gone. KDZRGON. Kids are gone now, and I want one that says Grandma K, LOL.
There you go.
Oh,
what kind of car? You should tell. I mean, I can just see her riding around in a little sort of classic red MG, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of my best friends got like a restored, I think it was Forest Green, Racing Green MG when she was like in her 70s. I thought that was a great idea.
Stephanie says, I'm a musician, so probably violin or trombone, T-R-M-B-O-N-E.
Okay. Trombone. All right.
George says, STRG8SG1. Stargate SG1.
You have to really be paying attention to that.
Oh, yeah. I can appreciate the reference.
All right, there you go.
Last one is from George again, actually, and he says, here's a more naughty one, 3JOH22A. You wouldn't want to see that in your rear view.
All right, you folks can write that down. Right. Because, well, you can sort of figure it out. If you write it down, you can figure out what it would be mirror image. I think he has too much time on his hands, personally. What do you think?
Yeah, I like him. I think both of them are
you like
clever.
That? You thought that was kind of cute?
Yeah.
Although I must say, I've decided that tends to be everybody's favorite expletive. Well, it's their second favorite expletive after the four-letter one.
Yep.
But I find myself, when like, especially when it's hot and people are doing really stupid things, and I find myself either I try really hard not to say it out loud because it's not very nice. And with my luck, it'd be somebody say, "Are you Dr. Joy Brown? Did I just hear you say that?" So, but I've decided, I actually read a description once of somebody who called someone else that word. And his explanation was that he was very flattered by it because it's such a functional part of your body. And it's a part of, there are a lot of things in your body that you could live without. So, and it's so functional because if you didn't have that, you would die. So I decided, instead of saying that word, I'm going to start saying appendix.
There you go.
Because an appendix is a vestigial organ. You don't actually need your appendix at all. You could happily do without it. And, in fact, not only can you do without it, but it's a source of infection, and then it has to be removed, and it can actually kill you. So instead of going down the street when someone... I just have to train myself to say, appendix. Because how many of us... maybe we should put that up on Facebook. I can't actually put up on Facebook what's your favorite expletive, because you put it up, right? And I can't do that. You can't put it on Facebook. I don't know if Facebook will censor it, but I can't use it on the air anyway. So we could put up except we did something similar to that because someone said, was it peas and rice? Yes, it's peas and rice as opposed to taking the Lord's name in vain. So I'm just trying to think of, can you think of a family? Maybe we could put it this way, that I'm really trying to change my reliance on an unpleasant word that starts with A when somebody makes me unhappy, and I either think it or say it under my breath, and I'm going to substitute appendix. Do you have any suggestions for other words that are socially acceptable that we can use when somebody makes us angry? Is that too long? It's a little long.
I can figure it out. I can shorten it up.
Figure it out. I mean, because people, I just thought peas and rice was great. So you'd go see Ben-Hur and say peas and rice. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is 855-993-7569. Okay, so one of the things that that we've been talking about is when we're talking about prison reform, we're talking about education. And as I said, there's a documentary that hopefully we're going to get on Let's Burke and Let's Fix It in the next couple of weeks. The documentary, unfortunately, doesn't come out for a while, and these guys are loath to do an interview with me very far in advance, which I sort of understand, but it turns out this is a tough month to get anybody to do anything. Everybody's on vacation. But we're talking about the undermining of land-grant universities, so that which are always the least expensive for people to go to, have the broadest and most inclusive admissions policy. I mean, I just was watching something, was again talking about how exclusive they were. Well, I know somebody was applying for a startup grant, And they said that 30,000 people applied, and they only accepted 75, and then you had to go through an interview. And I thought, somehow we keep doing this. We keep deciding that the more exclusive something is, the better it is. And a democracy, in theory, that's not what you're after. In theory, what you're trying to do is get the greatest good for the greatest number, not the best for the fewest. Right? That's the 99% and the 1%ers. And that is unstable. And certainly in a democracy. So, and the actual federal amount of money that has gone to state schools in the last decade has gone from about 75% of their budget to 13%. You think about somebody, when I work for the BRA, it's one of the things that I constantly preached about to the local organizations of saying, understand that we're not going to fund you forever. So what you need to do is present a plan that says how you're going to pick up the slack once we stop funding you, because it's not moral or reasonable or logical for us to be your complete source of funding, because we're not going to do it forever. It's a short-term grant. And so you have to prove to us that you have other funding sources. That way we can give you the same amount of money over a longer period of time, which will stabilize you more, but you have to be able at some point to take this over. And my predecessors never did that. They said, okay, we're going to give you this money. And then as soon as the money stopped, the plan, the organization fell apart. Not a good plan. So I thought what we'd ask on Facebook is, what should be the role of a university in a democracy? Because that's really what's up for grabs at this moment. State schools have historically said that they were in the process of looking for truth in a democracy. And there's more and more pressure, especially from the right, to say school has gotten too expensive, and it's so kids are graduating with a huge amount of debt, which is true, and therefore universities should be trade schools. So what should be the role of a university in democracy? Do you have any opinion about this, Blake?
For me personally, I'm a big fan of public colleges or community colleges being tuition free for 2 years. I think that's mainly because of the amount of competition there is now and how common they're becoming, comparing that to what a high school education was back then.
Junior colleges are in at least a number of states taking up that slack. Not completely, and not necessarily completely effectively, but the idea that, and I'm supportive of that. It's one of the things that I'm exploring with the foundation of. I'm not sure everybody needs a four-year school, and not everybody can afford a four-year school. And the problem about four-year schools these days, it would be one thing if it meant that you didn't have so much debt. Or conversely, that you had a way of paying off that debt, that you had some access to a job. See, my whole thing about education is that trying to make a university teach you something that you can instantly translate into a job is short-sighted. It's logical on a short-term basis, but it doesn't make any sense on a long-term basis, because we don't know what the jobs are going to be in 5 years. And if you look at let's say 10 years ago, that going into the idea of private prison maintenance was a growth industry. As of today, it's not. Right? But there are really people who went to school to study. I'm trying to remember, it wasn't called prison running a prison, but it was called, I'm trying to remember what it was, because I knew people who did it. They were actually interested in it. They were nice people. They weren't, you know, they weren't thugs with baseball bats. They were actually interested in it. But it's no longer a growth industry, because the privatization is, as of today, is stopping. It'll take 5 years, but they're not going to hire any more people. As those private prisons are closed, the people who've been working, they're going to go to the other ones that are still available. So it's not a growth industry. As I said, I went to a school in Houston, which is the center of the oil business. And so when the cycle was, and it was repeated over and over, is that you would be a soft rock geologist, which is search for oil. And as a freshman, they would say, this is, you know, we graduated two soft rock engineer geologists this year, and they both started at Mobil for $40,000, and that was then, so it was a lot of money. So the counselors would say, okay, you want to study soft rock geology because then you can get a great job and you're already good at math and you're already good at science and this will be great. So they would tell a class of, let's say, 400 incoming freshmen, of which there would be 40 kids that would be soft rock geologists. And the next year, and so the following year, there weren't any soft rock geologists, so the price went up. And so by the time those 40 freshmen, and most of them, let's say, did make it, so 4 years later, there are 20 soft rock geologists, and there are positions for 10 of them. But the class behind them, so half of those kids get jobs, half don't. The class behind them graduated 35 soft rock geologists, of which none got jobs because there weren't any. And the class behind that was 40, and the class behind that was 45. So then counselors are saying, do anything but soft rock geology. There are no jobs, and there's a glut of people. There are now 100 people who have graduated from this school as soft rock geologists. Not one of them, or five of them, have gotten jobs in the last 4 years. So then there would be none turned out for the next decade, and then the whole process would start off again. The point being that you can't predict, and that was then when technology didn't change nearly as quickly as it's changing now. So, for example, teaching somebody to be a telephone repairman, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of something that we used to use that we don't use anymore. Microwaves you just throw away, apparently. But I mean, I'm sure that a bunch of somebody who did linotype, which is, I mean, the last time I think linotype was used was when I was in junior high school and we set the type for the newspaper, but even then it was an outdated industry. But now, teaching typewriter repair, forget about it.
There you go.
Right? Carbon paper doesn't exist anymore, which means the factories that made carbon paper don't exist anymore. The Selectric balls that they used to have on IBM machines don't exist anymore. Record players don't exist anymore. 8-tracks don't exist anymore. So learning how to either make those or repair those or sell those, you're out of luck. Not going to happen. So what we're trying to, what I believe in is a liberal education, teaching people to think, which means you need a language because that's the way to learn how other cultures think. You need some math and science because that's what the world is these days. And even if you're talking about something that is, in theory, as voodoo as psychology, there's more and more we look at which parts of the brain. Somebody asked me earlier this week, does the brain respond differently to an altruistic act than to a selfish act? And it turns out it does. But you have to know where an amygdala is. You have to know where the prefrontal cortex is. You have to be able to do statistics to see whether or not there's actual difference between one part of stimulating the brain and another. And that's for something that has been considered in the past voodoo, all right? So anything that's less than that, that's more scientific. So teaching people to think has always seemed to me a really important part of an education. Not so much anymore. Hard to make the case for it, let alone something like art or music. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Technically. Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, so we're talking about the role of a university in democracy. What do we got?
Yeah, let's start with Stephanie. Stephanie says, a community of reason, inquiry with generous boundaries. What else is tenure for?
Well, I agree with you. I think that's a great idea, and there are more and more schools that are getting rid of tenure. So I hear what you're saying. I agree, though. Keep going.
Arthur says, if the role and purpose of a university is to educate citizens to govern more responsibly in a democracy, I don't see this in practice, then a university should, one, ensure each citizen learns how to better discern what is true and wise through valid and replicable evidence, example, using the scientific method, reality testing and understanding confirmation bias would be a start. Two, ensure citizens understand historical examples of how infinitely creative and adaptable human minds are in reliably improving and or corrupting the original intent of practices and institutions over time. And finally, three, ensure citizens learn statistics to better assess risks when the full truth or the true causes are not known, or when the hidden agendas of others are not known. A graduate should be able to identify one's own biases and likely the biases of others in a democracy.
I'm going to make you president of the world. I think that's brilliant. Good for you. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That if our country does, and in fact it does, depend on an informed electorate being able to think clearly and innovatively, be able to evaluate, be able to replicate, and be able to assess other people's research for their validity, is absolutely true. To be able to know what's true and what's not true, and keep an open mind about it, be willing to entertain other thoughts. Good for you. I'm making you the education czar when I run for president. don't hold your breath. But I think you're exactly right. Brilliant.
Let's see. Lastly here, Wendy says, if the question is what skills should universities teach in a rapidly changing world, then the universities need to teach students how to learn quickly. But what is constant in a changing world is a universal subset of human behaviors and motivations, which can be taught by living in different cultures, being broadly educated, and hopefully more well-rounded through either living in different cultures or having relationships with a diverse group of people can possibly make a better citizen, can possibly make a citizen less susceptible to being deceived and possibly more likely to make a better judgment.
Not only not to be deceived, but also to be bigoted,
right?
Which is your own. It's one thing if the government tries to deceive you. It's another if you try to deceive yourself by deciding that somebody is significantly different than you are, without basis, without knowledge. And not only are they different, but that difference is odious. Well spoken. It's again one of the reasons why, in the past, you to graduate with a degree, a bachelor's of arts, that you had to speak two languages. You had to be proficient in two languages. The idea being seeing the world through a different prism, which language does, which language reflects. And it's no longer true that they've, for most schools, they've gotten rid of it, which I think is a problem. It's only a problem because once you learn one language, once you understand that you can learn some language other than your mother tongue, not only do you understand that culture better, but you know that you've actually trained your brain in a completely different way. And once you've learned one language, you can learn another, even though that other language may not be particularly related.
Right.
I mean, the Romance language, German and Italian and French and Spanish all have some, well, I suppose German a little less so, but certainly Spanish, French, and Italian, a huge overlap. But learning any language, and once you learn one language, again, knowing that you have that facility, and you have to go through the same steps to learn any language, whether it's Chinese or Inuit. So, thoughtful responses, good for all of you. But it's probably something you're going to have to talk with your representatives about, your senators and your representatives in Congress, because there is a huge push to make especially public universities, land-grant schools, state schools, trade schools. And I think there's certainly a place for trade schools in our society. I have no objection to that. There's a place for junior colleges. There's a place for, but if we're really trying, if we're saying universities, not colleges, but universities are to teach the kinds of things that you folks are focusing on, there's very likely, there has to be some pushback, and the whole issue of tenure and the basis on which you give tenure, and tenure can certainly be misused, But the original purpose of tenure was that by merit, by, and sometimes it was publish or perish. Sometimes it was that you not only had to do the research and do the teaching, but that you had to publish. And there's certainly been an argument for a long time that people who could do research could not necessarily teach. And there needed to be both. There needed to be at a university, there needed to be both. Just really gifted teachers to inspire students, but there also needed to be researchers to further knowledge. And they don't necessarily occur in the same individual, but you need both. Those notions are being erased. And for those of us who believe, the whole point about tenure was that it gave you the safety to have unpopular ideas. And that we've become a country not so much of meritocracy but popularity and celebrity, that and it's been this way for a long time, that the best looking of the candidates, usually one president's the taller of the two, one president's, a lot of people thought that Nixon beat Kennedy because of his 5 o'clock shadow, that for a long time we've treated the presidency as a popularity contest rather than a true evaluation of leadership capacity or experience or knowledge. And we also fall into the trap of deciding we want someone just like us, whatever that means, which is not necessarily, most of us are maybe not terrific leaders, and maybe we need somebody who will challenge us, or that we need to challenge them. And it would seem to me that that's what we need to focus on in universities, is how, if a democracy is a dynamic interaction, then by definition, dynamic means changing. And to change means that you need to challenge, that we have to go off in wrong directions occasionally to find the right direction, that you need to have people that disagree as well as people agree. And that's why we have the First Amendment. That's why it is the First Amendment, to say we need people to be able to argue, because that's how we get better ideas than everybody just going along, or one person's idea, or one party's idea. You guys, great. Thank you for sort of entering into that and thinking about it in such passionate and appropriate ways. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.